Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the company's management, I would like to welcome you to China Unicom's 2018 annual result presentation. Today, our presentation will be conducted via video conferencing. I meet with our investors from Shanghai, Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Beijing. The event will last for about 60 minutes. First, there will be a 20-minute presentation by our management, followed by a 20-minute Q&A session for Hong Kong. And lastly, there will be a 20-minute Q&A session for audience in mainland China. The presentation will be conducted in Mandarin with simultaneous interpretation. Consecutive interpretation will be provided during the Q&A session. During the meeting, please switch your mobile phone to silent mode. First of all, please allow me to introduce the management present today. Mr. Wang Xiaochu, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Li Guohua, Executive Director and President. Mr. Chao Guanglu, Executive Director and Senior Vice President. Mr. Zhu Kebing, Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer. Thank you all for coming, and we hope you will find this presentation informative. Now, let's invite Chairman Wang to talk about the company's 2018 annual results. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my great pleasure to discuss with you China Unicom's 2018 annual results. In today's presentation, I will report the company's overall result in 2018. And Mr. Li Guohua and Mr. Zhu Kebing will further discuss our operating and financial performance, followed by the Q&A session. In 2018, the company deeply executed the strategy of focus, innovation, and cooperation, and proactively advanced internet-oriented operation, while comprehensively deepening the mixed ownership reform. Overall, we achieved a great start in the first full year of mixed ownership reform. Highlights of our annual results are as follows. First, our profit continued to grow remarkably, driven by the deepened execution of the strategy of focus, innovation, and cooperation. Second, our mixed ownership reform started delivering notable enhancement in growth momentum, quality, and efficiency. Third, our innovative business model posted remarkable results, sustaining fast and effective mobile service growth. Fourth, our innovative businesses registered robust growth, gradually becoming a key revenue driver. Lastly, we will accelerate 5 new establishments to drive the company's high-quality sustainable growth. In 2018, the company's profitability continued to grow remarkably. We beat the key unlocking targets for 2018 under Unicom A-share companies employee share incentive scheme. Service revenue grew by 5.9%, outperforming the industry average by 2.9 percentage points. EBITDA grew by 4.3%. Net profit increased by 4.6 times to 10.2 billion. Earnings per share was 33.3 RMB cents. As the company deepened execution of the strategy of focus, innovation, and cooperation in past years, its turnaround momentum strengthened further. Service revenue growth has been accelerating from year to year. Free cash flow turned positive and kept making records. It reached 47.5 billion last year, with the free cash flow yield leading in the industry. It exceeded that of China Mobile. Net profit bottomed out in 2017 and extended the V-shaped rebound, successfully surpassing 10 billion level last year. In 2018, our innovative business model continued to post remarkable results. Despite keen competition, The company did not simply follow the low-price unlimited plans introduced by our peers. That's why we have a slower subscriber net add. We continue to advance our internet-oriented business transformation. We harness the deepened to-I-to-C cooperation with internet companies to unify O2O touchpoint operation. Leveraging highly efficient yet low-cost online touchpoints to effectively acquire new customers, especially in the youth market, where the growth potential is huge. China Unicom's strategy was successful. So as they grew up, they will become a key revenue driver for China Unicom and increase our ARPU. Even with reduced channel commission and handset subsidy, our mobile business continued to achieve robust growth. The number of to-I-to-C subscribers reached 94 million. Net addition of mobile subscribers was 31 million. 4G subscribers' market share increased by 1.3 percentage points. Mobile service revenue grew by 5.5%, substantially faster than the industry average. As our mixed ownership reform continues to make progress in various areas, the company began to see notable enhancement in financial strength, business development, and operational efficiency. Thanks to the mixed ownership reform, the company's financial strength has substantially improved. Deep cooperation with strategic investors has led to faster growth in our innovative businesses, while at the same time lifting our fundamental business. System and mechanism reform boosted the company's vibrancy and efficiency, driving increasing returns for both employees and shareholders. For system and mechanism reform, our objective is to lift vibrancy, promote growth, and control cost. Streamlining and reorganization has become a norm in the company. We encourage our staff to move to subdivided units and also the innovative businesses. We strengthened our market-oriented incentive mechanism and granted about 810 million restrictive shares to about 8,000 core talents. We deepened our subdivision reform. 20,000 mini CEOs joined subdivided units nationwide, which further activated the vitality of the micro-entities. Reform of our subsidiaries also made deep progress. Through contract out reform, our Yunnan branch drew 1.2 billion of network investment in 2018. It reduced our investment risk. Its revenue growth outperformed the industry average of the province by 13 percentage points. Its net profit improved by 250 million. As operating efficiency was significantly enhanced. In innovative businesses, the company emphasized on capability development and focused on key industry and key businesses. It actively propelled the business and capital cooperation with strategic investors and industry vertical leaders. It established innovative mechanism and strengthened efforts to build talent pipeline and technology capability, accruing energy for scale and profitable development in the future. In 2018, the growth and scale of our business achieved new breakthroughs. Industry internet revenue increased by 45%, accounting for nearly 9% of our service revenue, and gradually becoming our key revenue driver. The company highly regards shareholder returns. With due regards to profitability, debts, cash flow, and capital requirements for future development. The board recommended to pay a final dividend per share of 13.4 RMB cents, representing a dividend payout ratio of 40%. The company will continue to strive to enhance profitability and lift corporate efficiency and shareholder returns in future. For 5G, MIIT agreed to the company's use of 3.5 GHz spectrum nationwide to conduct 5G trials at the end of the last year. The company is actively conducting 5G field tests and exploring industry application in key cities. Initially in 17 cities, we have deployed 100 base stations each. We are closely tracking the industry progress. We will strengthen the synergetic development of terminals, network, and business by capitalizing on the value chain advantage of 3.5 GHz and concurrently promote the maturity of both NSA and SA value chain. We will closely follow the temporary 5G licensing schedule, step up the upgrade of existing network, and actively explore 5G network sharing, ensuring that our future deployment will be in line with the industry development. Meanwhile, with respect to industry applications and network innovation, we will advance the industry ecosystem with open and win-win cooperation. Looking ahead in 2019, while the company is facing sheer challenges like market competition, it also embraces the ample market opportunities and growth potential brought by the mixed ownership reform. The company will overcome the challenges, seize opportunities, and actively practice new development philosophies. We will be persistent in execution of the strategy of focus, innovation, and cooperation, and deeply advance the mixed ownership reform. We will unleash more institutional benefits with new governance, activate greater internal vibrancy with new DNA, achieve better efficiency and returns with new operation, tap into broader blue ocean with new energy, and put together greater synergetic advantages with new ecology, in order to start a new paradigm of five new China unicorn. Next, we will have Mr. Li Guohua to present the company's operating performance in 2018. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman Wang. Now let me share the company's operating performance in 2018. This table shows our revenue breakdown and changes. I will explain in further details. In mobile business, facing the pressure from intense competition and tariff reduction policy, the company enhanced its competitiveness by strengthening differential operation. It boosted mobile data demand, capitalized on its centralized IT system and internet-oriented operation edges, and strived to achieve win-win leveraging the price elasticity of mobile data. In 2018, the unit price of data declined significantly, while total data traffic increased by 1.8 times, and data revenue increased by 14%, driving the overall mobile service revenue to grow by 5.5%. In enterprise markets, the company is dedicated to providing customers with intelligent services integrating cloud and network. We have developed a new integrated sales model combining cloud, network, and applications, aiming to drive the rapid growth of internet-dedicated line and lease line services. We enter into cloud business cooperation with Alibaba and Tencent and launch public cloud product War Cloud. We set up joint venture with Alibaba to offer customized software services to drive revenue growth in both cloud and network services. In 2018, our cloud revenue doubled from the previous year. The multiplying effect on network revenue by cloud revenue was 1 to 4. The company deepened cooperation with strategic investors. Focusing on edges and resources, we joined forces with our powerful allies to boost new energy for innovative development. We further expanded internet touchpoint cooperation with Tencent, Alibaba, etc. 2I2C subscribers registered a net addition of 44 million. Our war wallet entered into cooperation with e-commerce platforms of JD.com, Alibaba, etc. We jointly promoted installment credit service with Ant Financial. We also added premium content from iQIYI, Tencent Video, etc., and top-selling smart home products to drive the mutual growth of broadband, VAS, and fundamental telecom services. In industry internet, the company focused on cloud computing, big data, IoT, and AI, deeply promoting cooperation with Tencent and Baidu, etc. In terms of capital cooperation, we set up three joint ventures with Alibaba, Wangsu, and Tencent, respectively, aiming to better capture the market opportunities in industry internet with an asset-light business model and accrue energy for our innovative development in the future. In 2018, the company continued to face intense competition in the broadband market with strengthened integration and bundling, while at the same time highlighting our content and high-speed edges. Our broadband business continued to show improvements. Our broadband subscriber registered a net addition of 4.3 million, representing a meaningful improvement from the previous year. The decline in broadband access revenue narrowed significantly. The company eyes on future user demand and revenue growth and has been actively participating in various 5G trials. It set up 5G joint innovation lab with various partners to explore applications in 10 key industries. Our trials made breakthroughs in a number of areas, such as new media, remote healthcare, industrial internet, internet of vehicles, etc., creating new demand and new revenue. For network deployment, the company continued to leverage focus and cooperation to achieve dynamic capacity expansion. It built a premium network to support fast and effective business growth. In 2018, our CAPEX was 44.9 billion, which represents a saving of 10% versus the budget. In the meantime, network quality and customers' perception continue to rise in focused regions. NPS improved for both mobile and broadband. The average speed of our 4G network continued to lead our peers, and our network latency performance was the best in the industry. The CAPEX budget for 2019, including 5G trial, is about 58 billion. The company will leverage the additional 2x5 MHz spectrum resources at 900 MHz to vastly enhance our 4G network coverage. We will also simplify our networks with SDR, improve coverage for NB-IoT, and roll out VoLTE services across the whole network to lay the foundation for voice service in 5G era. In 2019, the company will devote itself to 5 new establishments and high-quality development. For network deployment, we will adhere to the focus strategy and achieve dynamic capacity expansion. For network operation, we will continue to lower unit maintenance costs. In fundamental businesses, we will strengthen customer retention and exploit online channels and new touchpoints. In innovative businesses, we will nurture capabilities with an emphasis on revenue growth. As for IT, we will lay a solid foundation to drive innovation and cost efficiency. Moreover, the company will continue to deeply advance reform to unleash maximum benefits. We will strive to exceed the key unlocking targets under the employee share incentive scheme of Unicom A-Share Company for collaborative growth in returns of shareholders, corporate, and employees. Next, I will pass the stage to our CFO, Mr. Zhu Kebin, to talk about our financial performance. Thank you, President Li. Now, let me report our financial performance in 2018. This table shows our company's key financial information in 2018. Operating revenue was up by 5.8% year-on-year. Operating profit rose by 132%. Net profit increased by 4.6 times. In 2018, the health of the company's growth continued to improve. Let's take a look at the detailed analysis next. On the core side, the company made good progress in controlling costs and promoting transformation. Our operating expense increased by 4%, which is 1.8 percentage points below the revenue growth. In particular, depreciation and tower usage fee were down by 2.2% and 3.3% respectively. Handset subsidy fell by 24%. Selling expense increased by 3.2%, which is slower than the revenue growth. Staff costs and G&A expense increased by 13% and 19% respectively. The increase in staff costs was mainly because the company. The increase in G&A expense was mainly due to the rapid growth in ICT services. On the staff costs, the company raised human capital investment to enhance value. We strengthen the performance-based incentive and step up efforts to recruit new talents in innovative businesses. As we raised our vibrancy and efficiency and stimulated new energy for innovative development, we achieved collaborative growth in corporate development, shareholder returns, and employee returns. On investment, our CapEx in 2018 was 44.9 billion, which represents a 10% saving versus the budget. The company insists on return-driven and precise investment. We enhance our network edges to maintain differential leadership with regard to the market, competition, technology, and return. We focus on key innovative businesses and strengthen digital enabling capabilities. Our precise mobile investment backed by AI analytics assures our network edges and highly effective business growth. We will proactively launch 5G pre-commercial service, accelerate deployment of cloud-defined network and SDN, and create the next-generation cloud-based operation and support system. We will deploy premium enterprise network. While enhancing coverage of commercial buildings to maintain our edge in cloud network integration, for broadband, we will focus on raising network utilization. In northern China, we will maintain leadership in coverage, quality, and experience with further fiber upgrades based on market demand. In southern China, we will focus on private capital cooperation in regions of high value. In 2018, benefiting from the capital injection from the mixed ownership reform and fast improvement in operating performance, our financial costs fell by 72%. Our interest-bearing debt reduced to 40 billion. Net debt to EBITDA declined from 0.51 to 0.12. The substantial improvement in financial strength has laid a solid foundation for the company's future sustainable business growth and enhanced its risk control capability. In 2019, the company will attach great importance to strategy execution and enhance its strategic and operational financial system. We will continue to optimize value-oriented mechanism for sharing of incremental returns and further strengthen total lifecycle management of assets. We will strengthen the cost benchmarking control to reduce costs and raise efficiency. We will continue to strengthen internal control and audit to ensure safe and proper operations in order to drive quality and efficiency enhancement and create greater value for our shareholders. Thank you.